welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi to all the kids who are listening. Hi, Isaac and Ezekiel. Hi, Sam. Hi, Micah. Hi, Charity. Hi, Emma. Hi, Laura. And parents, we'd love to hear from you. You can write to me at ashley@startingwithjesus.com to let me know how your kids are enjoying the program. Now let's continue. The first song we're going to sing is The Raindrops Fall. I want you to reach your hands over your head, and I want you to wiggle your fingers as you lower your hands, just like the raindrops are falling.
The raindrops fall with a pitter-patter-pat, showing God's great love. The raindrops fall with a pitter-patter-pat, a pitter-patter-pat, a pitter-patter-pat. The raindrops fall with a pitter-patter-pat, showing God's great love.
All Night, All Day is one of our favorite songs. When we sing All Night, I want you to lay your head on your hands, just like you're sleeping all night. And then when we sing Angels, I want you to wave your arms up and down like you're a flying angel. Watching over me, you can point your fingers right at yourself. Let's sing All Night, All Day.
All night.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. During the great flood in Noah's time, where was the only safe place to be?
In the boat.
The only safe place to be was in the ark, where God had told them to go. Question number 2. Did the animals obey and go into the ark?
Yeah!
The animals obeyed God better than the people did. And question number 3. After the flood, what beautiful thing did God put in the sky to show Noah and his family his love and his promise to never flood the world again? Was it a bird or a rainbow?
A rainbow.
A rainbow in the sky shows God's promise. Well done. Our lesson today is Rainbow of Promise. Genesis 9:13.
I set my rainbow in the town.
Have you ever seen a rainbow?
Yes.
What does a rainbow look like? A rainbow is like a pretty painting that stretches across the sky. A rainbow has many beautiful colors. What colors are in the rainbow?
Orange, yellow, green, blue, purple.
That's right. Red and orange, yellow and green, blue and purple. Those are the colors of the rainbow. When all the colors mix together, they make a beautiful white light. When they shine, they make a rainbow. Isn't that wonderful? You cannot touch a rainbow. You cannot get to the other end of the rainbow. It just stretches across the sky. When do rainbows happen?
When it stops raining and when the sun dams out.
Rainbows happen when there is sunshine in one part of the sky and rain or water in the other part. When the sun shines into the raindrops, it bends the light and makes a rainbow. In God's great outdoor world, rainbows happen after it rains. Because the air around waterfalls is so wet, rainbows are often seen around waterfalls too, and they're so pretty. Our Bible storybook says there is a rainbow even in heaven. Jesus must like rainbows, because he wanted us to have them here, too. Remember our story about Noah and the flood? After the flood and after the big trial and the storm and the waves crashing and throwing the boat around, after the storm and the dark clouds, they came out and God put a beautiful rainbow up into the sky. A rainbow is like a promise that there will be sunshine and good things again after the storm. Why do you think he put a rainbow in the sky for us?
Because he has us.
He wants us to remember that he will always take care of us, even if bad things happen. Rainbows are just one more way for Jesus to say, I love you, child of mine. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse is Genesis 8, verse 1. God remembered Noah and every living thing. Now let's sing it in a scripture song.
God remembered Noah and every living thing. God remembered Noah, Genesis 8:1. God remembered Noah and every living thing. God remembered Noah, Genesis 8:1.
I'm glad you joined us again today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we'll have a new one out the first day of the next week. Let's have prayer. Let's fold our hands and keep our mouths nice and quiet while we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the beautiful rainbows you put in the sky. Help me to remember your promise of love and protection every time I see it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our last song is A Rainbow in the Sky. Use your finger to trace a rainbow in the sky, and then give yourself a big hug with a wiggle when we say God loves you.
Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.